只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的审核圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. What is this scripture talking about? But speaking that the Holy Spirit is working for us.
当我们不懂得怎么祷告的时候
When we do not know how to pray,
当我们不懂得怎么求的时候
When we do not know what to ask for,
当我们求那些其实对我们不好的东西的时候
When we ask for the things that are not good for us,
圣灵知道什么对我们好
The Holy Spirit knows what is best
for us. 他用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告
It uses sighs that cannot be spoken to us.
就像我们求不好的东西
Even the things that we do not know,
圣灵在为我们求更好的东西
The Spirit is asking for the better things for us.
你们注意到这节经文被什么东西包围？这二十八到二十九节的经文被什么东西包围
？Do we know the context of the verses 28 to 30?
就是你看到前文后文都在讲三位一体的神在为人在工作。
We can see in the context that the Trinity God is working for us.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
一起工作。
Working together.
为了什么
For what?
为了要使你的益处
So that you may receive benefit.
为了要给我们幸福的人生
So that we can have a joyful life.
这种人生是怎么样的一种人生呢
What kind of life is this?
我们来看第三点
Let us consider the third point.
第三个片语
The third section.
就是得益处
Is to receive the.
我们还没有为得益处下一个定义
We have not defined what it means for something to be good.
到底保罗这里说的得益处指的是什么东西呢
？So when Paul is mentioning good, what is he referring to?
神要在万事都互相效力，叫我们得益处。这个益处到底是指什么呢
？When it's written that we know all things work together for good, what is this good that it is referring to?
是得到长寿吗
？Is it that we should have long life?
是生意兴隆，财源滚滚而来吗
？Is it that we should be successful in our business?
是得到很高的 IQ， 能够拿到七个博士学位吗
？Is it that we should be very intelligent and receive seven doctorates？
是很健康、幸福、美满吗
？Is it that we should be very healthy and very beautiful？
是工作顺利吗
？Is it to be successful in our work？
一年连升三级
？And be promoted three times in one year？
还是晚年得福
？Or is it to be blessed in our old age？
子孙满堂吗
？To have many family members？
我相信，当我们讲起益处的时候
，So when we come to define what it means to have good，
每个人都有自己的定义
，Everyone has their own definition。
每个人都会觉得某一些东西对我有益处
，Everyone thinks that certain things are good for me。
有的时候，我们所盼望得到的益处
，Sometimes the things we hope for，
常常是眼睛看不见的
，Are things we can see，
我们所摸得到的东西
，Things that we can touch。
这些东西对你来说，也许真的是好的
，Perhaps these things are really good for you。
但是对神来说，这些东西不一定全都对你真有益处。
But to God, all these things may not be the best for you.
而且很多时候，这些东西不能给你带来永恒的益处。
And sometimes these things cannot bring eternal good to you.
对神来说，什么是对你真正有益处的呢
？To God, what is the thing that is truly good?
从这段经文我们看到
，We can see in the scripture.
这里神认为对我们真正有益处的东西是更像。基督
The thing that is truly good for us is to become like Christ.
就是八章二十九节所说的
It is written in 8 verse
29. 因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So it is written in verse 29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.In order that he might be the firstborn within a large family.
这里我们看见神的旨意非常的清楚。
We can see that God's will is very clear.
神定义要给我们一个最大的益处。
The definition of the good that God wants for us.
一个真益处。
A true good.
一个永恒的益处。
This eternal good.
这个益处就是像耶稣。
This good is to become like Christ.
所以我们的神是一个大数学家。
And So our God is a great mathematician.
他不但在我们生命经历放下了许多的加减乘除。
Not only in our life experiences, it has many additions, subtractions, multiplications, and
divisions. 他不是随便加随便减的。
He doesn't do them randomly.
他有一个很清楚的目的。
He has a clear vision.
像一个建筑师。
Like a builder.
他有一个清楚的蓝图。
He has a plan.
他很清楚知道他要建的建筑物是个怎么样子的。
He knows what kind of building he wants to construct.
他又像一个很有智慧的大厨师。
He's like a very wise chef.
他有清楚的食谱。
He has a clear recipe.
就是他知道他要烹饪出来的东西是怎么个样子，什么味道的。
He knows what kind of product he's trying to make.
就是他让我们生命当中这些加减乘除的经历。
He wants all of these various experiences in our life.
达到一个一定的成果。
To achieve a certain result.
就是要像耶稣。
That is to become like Christ.
我不知道，也许有人会偷偷的在心里问，像耶稣有什么好呢？
Perhaps some people might ask, what is so good about becoming like Christ?
你看以赛亚书怎么描述耶稣呢？
Look at how Jesus is described in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书53章第二、第三节那里这样说。
In Isaiah verses 53, it is written.
他无加行美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
It is written that he had no beauty and no one would envy him.
像耶稣到底有什么好呢？
What is so good about becoming like Christ?
但是请你仔细看耶稣的生命。
Please look carefully at Jesus' life.
你看他愿意卑微。
You can see he is willing to be humble.
全心顺服以至于死。
And be completely obedient to the point of death.
后来神将他升高。
And God raised him up.
使他得荣耀。
So that he was glorified.
学像耶稣基督。
To become like Jesus.
有一天神也要叫你得荣耀。
Someday God will glorify you also.
这不是我讲的。
This is not what I am saying.
这是圣经应许你的。
This is a promise that is written in the scripture.
这里罗马书第八章三十节这么说的。
Yeah, it's written in verse 30.
说预先所定下的人又招他们来。所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
这里说得很清楚，像基督耶稣的人，神要称你为义。
So it is written clearly here that those who become like Christ, God will call you justified.
最终神要叫你得荣耀。
And finally, God will glorify you.
而这个荣耀不是像一朵小花的荣耀。
This glory is not like some flowers.
今天荣耀耀眼夺目。
Today they are very beautiful.
明天就凋谢枯干了。
And tomorrow they wither away.
没有人要再看你一眼。
No one will look at you anymore.
这里所说的荣耀是永恒里的荣耀。
The glory written here is eternal.
是存到永远的荣耀。
The glory that lasts until eternity.
而且我们知道耶稣基督是神最喜悦的。
And we know that Jesus is the one that God loves the most.
像基督。
To become like Jesus.
就是完完全全地得到神的喜悦。
Is to completely receive the love of God.
你想能够得到神的喜悦的人是何等的有福。
Imagine how blessed the person is who receives the love of God.
你羡慕吗？你羡慕得神的喜悦吗？
Do you envy this?
你盼望得神的喜悦吗？
Do you hope for this?
这就是神要给你的。
This is what God wants to give to you.
此外，在耶稣基督里。
Apart from this.
在耶稣基督里，我们看见有圣洁、公义、忍耐。
In Jesus, we can see holiness, justice, and patience.
恩慈、忠心、诚实。
Grace, loyalness.
大能、智慧、仁慈。
Power and wisdom.
等等这些讲不完的美善。
All of these benefits.
许多人一生人追求不到的智慧。
All of this wisdom many people pursue their whole life but never achieve.
有一天。
One day.
我们如果真的能够完全像耶稣。
If we can truly become like Christ.
我们真的大有福气。
We will be so blessed.
这些都是属于我们的。
All of these will become ours.
我们就是得到极大益处的人，不是吗？
And you will receive such blessing.
你盼望得到这些益处吗？
Do you hope for this?
神说你可以得到。
God said you can get it.
而且他定义要你得到。
And and He wants you to have it.
所以神叫万事都互相效力。
And so it's written that God wants all things to work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For good for those who love God.
就是叫爱神的人更像耶稣基督。
That those who love God become more like Christ.
第四点。
The fourth point.
就是第四个片语。爱神的人。
The fourth section is those who love God.
那这个应许我们看见是有限制的。
We can see that the promise has a circumstance.
有范围的。
There is a boundary.
它不是给所有的人的。
It is not for anyone.
只是给那些爱神的人。
But for those who love God.
那非常重要的，我们要理解谁是爱神的人。
It is very important to understand who are those who love God.
二十八节后半段。
In the final section of verse 28.
称这些人是按神的旨意被召的人。
Who those who are called according to His purpose.
二十九节称这些人为神所预先知道的人。
For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined. In verse 29.
三十节称这些人为神预先所定下又神所称为义的人。
In verse 30, those whom He predestined and those He called justified.
这些人到底是谁？
Who are these people?
按着神旨意被召的人。
Those who are called according to His will.
神预先知道的人。
Those whom He predestined.
神所称为义的人。
Those that He called justified.
这些人到底是谁？
Who are such people?
我们从整本圣经来看的话。
If we look from the whole Bible.
这些称呼在指真正的基督徒。
This is referring to the true Christians.
我们知道真基督徒不等于上教堂的人。
You know that being a true Christian doesn't mean going to church.
真基督徒并不等于会祷告的人。
Being a true Christian doesn't mean knowing how to pray.
真基督徒并不等于那些常常看圣经、很熟悉圣经的人。
Being a true Christian doesn't mean regularly reading the Bible.
真基督徒也不等于那些会讲道的人。
Being a true Christian doesn't mean being able to preach.
真基督徒到底是怎样的人？
What is a true Christian?
真基督徒在圣经里这里我们看见指的是爱神的人。
We can see it is written here, a true Christian is one who loves God.
爱神的人是怎样的一个人？
What kind of person loves God?
你是一位爱神的人吗？
Do you think you love God?
我们看另外一处的经文非常的清楚说出来怎样的人是爱神的。
Let us look at another scripture to see who are the ones who love God.
约翰第十四章二十一节。
In John chapter 14.
二十一节这么说。有了我命令又遵守的人，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
So it is written that those who follow my commands are the ones who love me, and God also loves them.
这里我们看到很清楚的定义，什么人是爱神的人。
And so we can see a definition of who are the ones who love God.
爱神的人就是遵守神的命令的人。
The ones who love God are the ones who follow His commands.
遵守神的命令的人，就是那些听了神的道。
The ones who love God are the ones who hear His commands.
真心悔改。
And truly repent.
相信顺服的人。
And obey.
这些人就是基督真的基督徒。
These are true Christians.
这些人就是真正爱神的人。
These are people who truly love God.
如果我们看见再回去看约翰福音第十四章的话。
If we go back and look again at John chapter 14,
当耶稣讲这一句话的时候
when Jesus spoke this passage,
他给什么命令呢？
What commands did He give?
他就是叫基督徒们要彼此相爱。
He commanded Christians to love each other.
真基督徒就是遵守神话语的人。
So a true Christian is one who follows the command of God.
遵行神命令的人。
Follows His law.
这个包括很多圣经里面所有的教导。
Including many teachings.
而很具体的，在约翰福音十四章指的是彼此相爱的。
One very practical example in John 14 is to love each other.
就是活出神的道的人。
Is to live out the word of God.
我们看到，只有当你爱一个人的时候，真正的爱一个人的时候
，You see that only when you love another person,
你才会去听他的话。
Can you go and listen to his words?
只有当你真正爱神的时候
，When you truly love God,
你才会不顾一切的顺服他。
Truly follow Him and obey Him.
照他所吩咐的方式过你的生活。
But live your life according to His commands.
对爱神的人。
To one who loves God.
神告诉你。
God commands you.
他对你的人生有一个很清楚的目标目的。
He tells you that there is a clear purpose for your life.
就是要使你得益处。
That you shall receive good.
要叫万事都互相效力。
That all all things will work together.
要叫你更像耶稣。
So that you may become more like Christ.
对那些曾经爱过神。
To people who have loved God before.
但是爱心渐渐冷淡的人。
But you have lost your faith.
Love.
You have lost your love.
今天我要告诉你耶稣神何等的爱你。
I want to tell you how much God loves you.
他对你的人生有一个很清楚的计划。
He has a clear plan for your life.
他要把最好的好处给你。
He wants to give you the best.
你不要再迷惑。
Don't be confused.
神向你所怀的是祝福的意念。
The promise that God has for you is blessing.
你要坚定地相信他。
You should firmly believe.
特别是当你遇见难处的时候。
Especially when you come upon struggles.
坚定地相信他最终的目的是美好的。
Truly believe He has a beautiful plan for you.
圣经说他连你的头发都数算过了。
The scripture says He has counted the hairs upon your head.
你只要专心的爱神。
You should only love God.
顺服神。
And obey Him.
没有任何事情会真正的伤害你。
Nothing can truly harm you.
因为万事都在神的手中。
Because all things are in God's hands.
他要叫万事都互相效力，叫你得益处。
He wants all things to work together for your good.
对那些从来没有爱过神的人
To anyone who has not loved God before,
我要告诉你神真的很爱你
I would like to tell you that God loves you.
他盼望把他最大的礼物给你
He hopes that His greatest present can be given to you.
他盼望你的一生能够得益处得荣耀
He hopes that your life can be glorified.
你愿不愿意来试试看
Would you like to try?
来爱他
To try and love Him.
来试试看来相信他
To try believing Him.
看看他会在你人生当中成就怎样奇妙的工作。
To see what kind of wonderful work he can do in your life.
在英国有一个博士。
In England there is a certain professor.
Dr. Moon.
Dr. Moon.
当他在事业最成功的时候。
When he was at his most successful.
当他的名字最响当当的时候。
When his name was the most famous.
他的眼睛突然间瞎了。
He suddenly became blind.
起初的时候他非常的不明白。
At first, he couldn't understand.
他一直不顺服。
He was very unobedient.
他一直埋怨神。
And he cursed God.
他跟神说：“你看，你给我的聪明和成就都成为废物了。”
He said, "God, look, you have wasted all of the things you gave to me."
因为你把我关在这个黑暗的世界里。
Because you have put me in a world of darkness.
但是慢慢的。
But slowly.
后来他开始问自己：“我怎样能够帮助瞎眼的人看圣经？”
He came to ask himself how he could help blind people read the scriptures.
因为他自己的眼睛瞎了。
Because he was blind.
他也明白瞎子的难处。
He could understand the difficulties of blind people.
瞎子敏捷的地方。
The struggles of blind people.
他结果他就发明了梦四字母系统。
And so he invented the moon script system.
Moon system of alphabet.
Moon system of alphabet.
那这系统呢，传到今天，传到20多个不同的国家。
This system has spread to over 20 countries in the world.
今天在全世界有3到4万的瞎子用这个系统来看圣经。
And there are 30,000 to 40,000 people using this system to read the scriptures.
可能更多
possibly more.
你看，神的工作有多奇妙。
Look, see how wonderful God's works are.
这是孟博士的瞎眼。
Through Dr. Moon's blindness,
拯救了不少瞎子的灵魂。
He has saved many blind people.
结果不但他自己得到益处
，Not only was he himself able to receive good，
得着荣耀
，and be glorified，
更成千上万的人要得益处
，but also thousands of other people，
就如一个深受痛苦的人
，just like one who is experiencing difficulty，
他在痛苦当中写信给他的朋友说
，amidst the struggle he sends a letter to his friend，
他说不管这件事情多么的不公正
，no matter how unjust the situation is。
多么的想祝福撒旦
！No matter how much it seems to have come from Satan，
我一想到这事临到我是神的旨意
，Whenever I think that this thing is from the will of God，
并且是照我的意处的
，And that it is for my own good，
我就立刻觉得得荣耀。
I feel that I have been glorified。
让我们起来祷告。
Let us pray。
荣耀的主，我们来到你面前。
Our Lord God, we come before you。
我们谢谢你。因为你爱我们
Because you love us.
你创造我们
you made us.
因此你对我们的一生有一个很清楚的计划
And you have a plan for our lives.
我们知道你是大能的神
And we know that you are the Almighty God.
你的计划是不会失败的。
Your plan will not fail.
你的计划不会因为我们的软弱而失败。
Your plan will not fail because of our weakness.
你的计划不会因为有恶者的攻击而失败。
Your plan will not fail by the works of the evil one.
因为被杀的羔羊已经得胜了。
Because the high priest has already succeeded.
为我们坐在高天上。
The one who sits in heaven for us.
要为我们成就极美的救恩。
Will work a mighty salvation for us.
你要引导我们更像耶稣。
You will lead us to become more like Christ.
你要把基督的生命完完全全地栽种在我们里面。
You will make the life of Jesus Christ in our lives.
你要使用我们成为多人的祝福。
You will make us to become a blessing to many people.
你要使用我们成为这个教会、这个社区的祝福。
You will use us to become a blessing to these people.
你的计划是不会失败。
Your plan will not fail.
我们就能够参与在你这美好的计划里。
To be able to be in your mighty plan.
我们是何等的蒙福。
We are so blessed.
主啊，坚固我们的信心。
Lord, please build up our faith.
赐给我们清楚的判断。
Give us a clear hope.
让我们知道我们是蒙你所爱的。
That we may know we are loved.
你为我们工作。
You work for us.
你把一切美事、美好的东西都要给我们。
He will give us all good things.
使我们真的在你里面，真的能够像耶稣。
So that in you we can become like Christ.
成为蒙福的。